Hey there, Tennessee fans. Welcome to another episode. We got a lot to talk about during Tennessee's bye week. A little bit of Alabama, a little bit of Kentucky, even though the Duke doesn't want to mention that name. Maybe a little Arch Manning. Why Georgia only fell just a few. We got a lot to talk about. You got Bird, got the Duke, might have a guest. Get on in here with us.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Vols fans, the best fans in football. Rowdy, passionate, dedicated. And this is where Vol Nation comes to talk. Welcome to the hottest spot for all things Tennessee Vols. This is Tennessee Fan Talk. Where the orange and white comes to life with a dash of humor, a sprinkle of wit, and a whole lot of southern charm. Bringing you the latest updates, breaking news, and some good old-fashioned laughs along the way. We're the water cooler chat you wish you were having at the office, minus the boring stats. Whether you bleed orange or you're just dipping your toes into the world of Tennessee sports, this is for everybody. It's loud, it's proud, it's Tennessee Fan Talk. And now your hosts, Bird and the Duke.
What's going on, everyone? This is the Duke here. This is normally Bird's part, but he had to step out and pee. So I get the esteemed pleasure of introducing our special guest today. So me being from East Tennessee and Bird being from Middle Tennessee, now we bring the team together. We have somebody from the left coast of Tennessee. You might know him as the Somerville Slayer. Some know him as the Memphis Mauler. I personally know him as the Germantown Gigolo. Welcome to the show, special guest Justin Sanders. Welcome to the show, Justin.
Thank you. I appreciate the introduction. I'm just here. You know, I've been listening for a while. I'm here for the wise words of the Bird droppings. I'm really excited about it.
He knows the show. The Bird from the little boys room, no pun intended.
Why is he got to be little boys room?
Because you're so small.
Listeners, we thank you for a huge listen, number of listens last week. I appreciate the sharing, the continued support, as every week we really appreciate that. Tennessee, guys, climbing to number four while sitting at home.
Hey, just letting you all know, if you don't know, Ryan Williams is 17 years old. I don't know if you've heard that. I've heard it a million times, but we will reiterate the show that Ryan Williams is only 17 years old. He should be going to prom.
I don't know if Tennessee deserves to be sitting at four. You know, I'd give them top 10. I don't know about four, right? However, with Hawkins Jr. looking the way that he did at times over the weekend, the better Oklahoma looks, the better that win is going to look, and hopefully helps us, you know, instead of one of those ones where, oh, Tennessee beat the crap out. Yeah, but they're trash, you know, towards the end of the year. Hopefully we get some positive feedback out of Oklahoma's growth under their new quarterback.
So who do you think should be number four? Like, if you don't think, who do you think your top 10 should be?
He doesn't really know who should be four. It's just like me, his batter vol syndrome. The higher we go up the ladder, the more our heart is tend to be broken.
You got the U at 5-0.
All right, whoa. The ACC made a business decision on that call. They should have lost that ball game.
100%.
They should have. Virginia Tech should have won. That was a business decision by the ACC. It's like, oh crap, we've only got one team that maybe could, you know, do something. Don't take it away. It was a business decision.
You maybe, you know, it contradicts going what I'm saying. I will say this, and we'll come back to number four. Georgia dropping 3 to be at number 5 after losing to Alabama the entire game and only winning Kentucky by a point. How are they still in the top 10?
Agreed. I thought for sure, I think I was texting Brad the other night, I thought for sure they would drop to 11. I thought that's where they would end up.
I don't think you can do that with the comeback that they brought up with the Alabama. I mean, they didn't bring it all the way back. They did for about 32 seconds.
Yeah, but 13. It was 13 seconds. Sorry. You know, when Williams was in there looking good.
Well, I mean, Alabama did play. Should have been homecoming. I mean, Alabama did get to play Paul Crew. I mean, Carson Beck. Because if you would have just conspiracy here, if you would have told me any different, I would have thought Paul Crew was out there with the mean machines throwing it. Especially in that first half. I don't know if he had the under. Maybe he did. I don't know. I'm not saying.
If you go back and watch.
You point shaving.
I mean, he was. They even showed it. Herb Street was talking about it. Like how he was, you know, just directing the linebacker with his eyes. Like, hey, I'm throwing it right here. And he did. Even when he took that, you know, got the penalty in the end zone, he just threw it down the middle of the field. Didn't even try to make it out of bounds.
I'm not saying he did it. Obviously, but we're just a bunch of morons here. But I wouldn't be shocked if it ever came out because it looked bad. And they're talking about how he's so good with the ball and how he's so good at making decisions and how he's a, you know, he does look like that he deals in the underworld. So maybe he got mixed up with the wrong guys. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, he's got what like a 70% completion percentage. I mean, something wild.
And Alabama's good, but Carson Beck's not that
off
bad.
That bad. No, I wouldn't think so at all.
Mean mushy.
Well, you know, Beck does look like you said last week. Looks like he.
Well, I just said he looks like he deals in the underworld. It looks like he also might be a hitman on the side.
He's the Undertaker's illegitimate son.
Eminem.
Rolling through them. Let's start at the top.
Well, I did see.
Go ahead.
I did see right before we got on here that the Florida State benched Lala or whatever his last name is.
If I don't know what it is, I always say not one Hockaloogie.
Yeah. Well, I guess now he's got a broken finger. Yeah. So he's out for a month, I guess. So I'd say he's probably done.
I think he's got midget hands anyway.
I'm going to need to meet DJ and put my hands up next to his. I'll tell you what's up.
Hands to the sky.
you and your Pixar references. Kentucky knocking off Ole Miss. How?
Well, I know how. Stoops decided to go for one on fourth down instead of punt the ball. That's what. Caught Lane Kiffin off guard.
I love hearing both of them with similar exact, your analytics would say don't do this. Yeah, if you checked your ESPN, blah, blah, blah. You know, both of them said the same thing.
He hired Jonah Hill off of Moneyball to be his analytics guy.
Who are you? I'm Peter Brandt. I don't give up what your name is. Who are you? Who's your uncle?
I will tell you, Lane Kiffin looks like somebody whips his dog when his offense just goes to crap.
Oh,
he looks sad. He looks down on the sideline.
Absolutely, absolutely horrible.
Was this the case that Kentucky's terrible. Better than we thought they were, or Ole Miss is worse than what we thought they were? Because Ole Miss hasn't played no one.
Option two. Yep.
I think it's a little bit of both.
The latter. The latter is what the pros would call it, the latter.
Option two. 100%. And we've said that over the past two shows, that Ole Miss just, they haven't played anyone. They have not been tested, and they get their first test, which, you know, defensively they're good, right? The top 10 in the country, supposedly. Held Georgia. You know they're going to hold Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. Now, Ole Miss scored more points against them than Georgia.
Well, Ole Miss's offensive line got whipped. I mean, whipped the whole game. It was bad.
I mean, has Lane Kiffin, has he packed it up? He's like, I'm going to Florida.
Time to go to Florida.
You think he takes that job? I know y'all talked about it a little last week.
I think he takes it. I think he held off on signing his updated contract, waiting on the offer from them last go around.
I mean, I couldn't coach at a school that had a walk of champions that's never won a national championship. That's just me personally.
Champions of life. That makes no sense. Champions of life.
That's us. That's us.
No, brick by brick, baby. That's Arkansas State.
That's what I was thinking, brick by brick.
we're brick by brick, boys.
Oklahoma.
Butch probably doesn't have much time left at Arkansas State.
No, he probably
going to be the offensive coordinator at East Tennessee State next year. They beat the Citadel this weekend, by the way. Shout out, Bucks. They beat the Citadel this weekend after being caught in the hurricane, sleeping in the bus at nighttime. I saw the reports from back home.
Man.
Oklahoma.
There you go. That's those people for sure.
Oklahoma in Jordan-Hare with the win. That thorn is awful.
What are you talking about? 338 yards? That's the best they've had all year.
He's awful.
No.
Yes,
I think Hugh Freeze has let the game pass him by.
It's the throws.
He can't find any hookers out there on the nice little, the little nicest village on the prairie, whatever, plains, whatever they call themselves out there. And he's just lost. He doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know where he can find Dixie or Ferrari at. We don't know where they're at. Now to the stage, Ferrari.
Do you think he ever DJs at strip clubs?
No, but I mean, I could picture an Auburn strip club. It's like a soda jerk where you get your Coca-Cola floats and having main stages. That's it. You know, soda jerks, you know, oh, what do you have? Oh, a cherry Coke, right up.
Pre-game decision, Mississippi State, Texas, bring in the Manning. You know, as much as we say we're the real UT and horns down and all that bull crap, Arch Manning looks amazing.
So what do they do when yours gets back? What, next week? Week after?
Well, they're off this week.
Yeah. And then they play Georgia.
They bench him.
Right?
No, it's Oklahoma. They play Oklahoma.
Okay.
Oklahoma, then Georgia.
Yeah. Red River Showdown or whatever first, and then...
Yeah.
I think the plan is to bench him, but good night. Can he run like Manning? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Manny looks like he'd run like Milrow, except he's a white bread.
Well, they said, was it game before last, they clocked him at 21 miles an hour, which is what Tyreek Hill's running. Something crazy
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
But you would have to say, for the Texas-Mississippi State game, Mississippi State played probably one of the best games they have all year.
Played one of the best. That win. Played one of the best games they've had in their 1-4 season.
Yeah. Michael Van Buren Jr. had 144 yards passing.
Or did they just Texas pull everybody at halftime?
Not even going to talk about that South Alabama LSU game. We do want to talk Georgia, Alabama for just a second.
Hey, by the way, did you know Ryan Williams is only 17 years old? I didn't know if you knew that, but now you do.
Carson Beck, 439 yards, 3 interceptions.
Was that the reincarnation of Brett Favre?
I mean, it just, when I turned it on, I was in shock. I was really in shock. Did we both pick Georgia to win that game?
Look at this. We got the guy. He knows. Georgia. I don't know. Yeah, I remember.
Y'all both picked Georgia. And I had Bama by 10, but I couldn't. I mean, they ended up winning by 7. But, I mean, I turned it off after the third quarter. It's over. It's done.
Georgia.
How many of those passing yards did he have in the second half? I don't know if you can.
Probably 348 of them.
Georgia had 11 more plays than Alabama. Alabama had more yards per play, of course. Alabama had almost double the amount of penalty yards. Georgia had 439 passing yards. Let's just go to 439 passing yards to 374 rushing, only 80 to Alabama's 173. There's one. Here's a big one. You know, we always talk about it. 3 for 15 third down conversions, but 5 for 5 for Georgia. 3 of 11 third down conversions for Alabama. That is one of those, as you said last week, you get into the end of the game and no one wants to win. Let's just go back and forth and back and forth.
I tell you what, I saw some piss poor Tennessee fans on Twitter saying they were pulling for Alabama. I wasn't pulling for neither one of them. I mean, the mean side of me would say I was pulling for injuries. That's a joke, of course. That's a joke. But, yeah, I want Alabama to win so they can be undefeated coming in and kneeling. You lost your damn mind.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah. No.
I don't like Georgia as many, but No, sir.
Milrow's a problem. He's going to be a problem.
He has gotten considerably better.
I agree, but I think his first couple drives, I think they had it. You know, I think they had it planned out and it worked. But when it comes to, I don't know if he's very good at checking down or making adjustments at the line. I still think that might hurt him some. I don't know. I'm an idiot, but I mean, he's good. Don't get me wrong. I was very impressed with him. But I don't think I think Arch Manning is better. Or you could argue that Arch Manning's better at this point in his career for sure.
Yeah.
So I think if he had it planned out, because I think DeBoer or whatever his name is a great coach and he has everything planned out so far in advance that they know what they're going to run when it comes to after they make their adjustments. Because Georgia whipped them in the second half after they made those adjustments. Now, is that Kirby Smart being a great defensive-minded coach? Maybe. Probably. But you would think that Alabama could be able to counter. But, I mean, Alabama only scored 11 points in the second half.
As we're in SEC play, it's going to be, you know, this is not a week to see how either one of those handle. Because Georgia is on a bye, and Alabama will be in Nashville.
So anchor down, baby. Anchor down. I'm not pulling for him. Anchor down.
Sea of crimson.
Does Vandy Nashville score? do you think Vandy gets on the board at all?
I looked at ESPN today, and I saw it on Twitter. It made me double check. I saw it on Twitter first that as of right now, Vanderbilt has a better percentage of beating Tennessee this year than Florida. Who would ever thunk that? I think it's 10% for Vanderbilt and like 7 for Florida, which means Florida's going to beat us.
No, oh my goodness, here he goes. Before we let his battered ball syndrome carry anymore, we're going to take a short break, come back with you. We're going to break down Arkansas last week, how they look, how Duke thinks that they're sneaky good, but the stats say otherwise.
Hey, and I'm not the only one on this podcast tonight. I got somebody on my side that's from the left coast of Tennessee.
We're going to see what that looks like and how it will affect us this coming week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Now, back to Tennessee Fan Talk. Here's Bird and the Duke.
Hey, Tennessee fans. Welcome back, Tennessee Fan Talk. We've got the October 5th. Slate of games in front of us we got to talk about. Before we get into it, we got to talk a little bit about Arkansas, their schedule, and leading up to hosting Tennessee. Of course, their huge win over Pine Bluff, 70-0. They lose at Oklahoma State by in the second OT, 39-31. UAB hung with them for a little bit. They only beat them by 10. They beat Auburn by 10, which is not saying anything. And then, of course, their loss to Texas A&M last week. You look at this team. They put up 100 yards of rushing against A&M. They put up 279 yards passing. So a total of 379 yards of total offense versus 297 they allowed from A&M. And still lose this game. 5 for 15, third down conversions, 2 for 3, fourth down conversions. They got into the red zone one time.
How many penalties did they have? Does it show that? I feel like it was a ton.
Sure.
Because it was, I mean, I bet it was every other play there was a flag.
And like, ladies and gentlemen,
10 for 75 yards.
And ladies and gentlemen, that segment right there is brought to you by Dude Wipes. Thank you for bird droppings.
Cleaning up them bird droppings.
Hey, Talen Green's good. Talen Green is a shifty one.
I will give you that he's a shifty one, but if A&M...
Hey, Elko's supposed to be a defensive coach.
I just think Tennessee is going to live in their backfield.
Buddy, this is a trap 100%. Game of all trap games. I can see them revenging the stumble fumble from 98. I'm telling you, it's a trap game. I get to hear all them people go, ooh, pig suey bull crap. Is that how it goes?
I mean, I agree with you, but it's something like that. I don't know if it's the second or third time that they did the pig suey.
Is it before their sister or their mama does it? They call their mom or their sister in, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, goodness gracious.
What?
The streak for them over the last 10 is 50%. We're 5 for 5. We've lost the last 3. The last one...
You know who the head coach was last time we lost to him?
It was Jeremy Pruitt in his third season.
No, not our head coach, their head coach. Was it not Bobby Petrino?
I don't know.
Justin, hit me with that. I think that's who it was, right?
Because I think you're right. I'm pretty sure you're right.
And the interim head coach is there now, Bobby Petrino?
I'm going to tell you.
I don't think they don't have the depth, you know, watching them at the end, you know, middle of the end of the third quarter. they were whipped. I mean, their offensive line, they couldn't do anything. And we got so much depth on the defensive line. I mean,
what we're going to have to deal with, and by no means am I saying we're on that level yet, but with us getting better and better and better, we're going to turn into like an Alabama coming to town for them or a Georgia. We're going to be, you know, have the target on our back, and it's going to be like, how do we respond? Obviously, I think we're doing a lot better than we have in the past for sure. But I'm telling you, I hope I'm wrong. I hope we beat the piss all out of them. I mean, just step on their throats. But I wouldn't be shocked at being 28-21 going into the fourth quarter. Either way.
Yeah. I mean, I think on my little score, I think I've got up 42-17, 42-24, or something like that.
Played them in 2020 in that year that we went 3-7.
Oh, Petrino wasn't the coach then. That was probably Brett Bielema.
And then 2015 under Butch Jones.
That's when McFadden ran all over our butts.
We only lost by 4.
Maybe that wasn't McFadden's year. I don't remember.
And then
McFadden was in 07.
Oh, okay.
And then 2011, Dooley's second season, we lose 49-7.
That was the game. I remember that when it was either a punt or a kickoff, and we missed 12 tackles by 11 guys.
Oh, golly.
Still show that clip. Well. But did you see who the head coach was in 2020? Was that Brett Bielema?
No clue.
I feel like that's who it was.
Oh, look at that.
Use L Google.
I like using my brain, boys, not Google. I'm a conservative.
So looking at everything, we're going to make our picks in just a minute. Starting noon, SEC slate. Missouri, A&M.
It was Sam Pittman was the coach, by the way, Brad.
Oh, Sam Pittman was the coach then too, huh? Interesting. He's been there longer than what I expected.
Well, and I know I see the snooze fest down there at the bottom. We're gonna definitely have him pick the snooze fest. Missouri, A&M, a 4-0 Missouri, a 4-1 A&M.
Guest first.
You got AARP, Brady Cook.
You dang right. They got to wheel him out of the nursing home. He sold.
I'm going 24-17 A&M.
I love the enthusiasm because I hate Eli Drinkwitz. Go back to Appalachian State.
I don't think it's close. I mean, Missouri's not playing great at all.
They might be in the same breath as an Ole Miss, where they haven't played anywhere.
They haven't, and there's been too many close calls for their lack of strength of schedule.
But I also think Texas A&M. I can't trust them.
I like that 24-17, but.
The other way, you say Missouri's going to beat them?
No. Did you say A&M, 24-17 A&M?
Yeah.
I did. You said.
Oh,
I did.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, then I'm with you, 100%.
I'm going to say 28-14 A&M.
a little bit better of a butt whooping.
Yeah, sure. That's at Kyle Field?
Kyle Field. There, yes, it is.
With all the men cheerleaders doing all their yelling and whatnot.
And fraud number 12 versus fraud not ranked at Williams-Brice with Jackson Dart and his 1,815 yards versus Sellers' 393.
Sellers has been hurt, though.
Yeah, he's been hurt, but I think the Rebels come out.
No,
No.
Y'all are wrong. You're wrong.
No, I think 30-30. It's not a night game. It's 35-10.
Hey, buddy, I've been there. It ain't got to be no night game in South Carolina. It's rowdy. It's rowdy. In the cockpit?
I think it makes a lot of difference, though, between 2:30 and 6:30.
35-17, yes. Yes.
I mean, you all remember what South Carolina did to Kentucky, right? That defense? I don't remember the score. 39-10, 30, something like that?
Don't matter, because Ole Miss's offense is way more powerful than Kentucky's.
Agreed.
I think South Carolina should be ranked ahead of Texas A&M. I hate Beamer, buddy. You know, I hate Shane Beamer. I think he's the modern-day Butch Jones. I've been saying that forever. But I think Carolina beats them 35-28.
I don't think either one of them score. I mean,
hey, nah. I'm telling you.
Mark Bird,
go ahead and write that down because I'm going to forget it because after this show, I always forget what I say anyway because I shoot from the hip. But I'm telling you.
You said 35-28. I'm going to write it down for sure.
They're going to show them who the cocks really are.
In the old bum, 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 slot is now on ABC.
Hate, that's the hate week. That's the oldest rivalry in SEC.
Auburn, Georgia, the Dogs are going to kill them.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm going Dogs.
Is it even worth telling what the score is going to be?
Yeah. Did you say 42-3?
I did.
That's my kind of score. That's my kind of score. I love field goal scores.
42-3.
Herbie Smart is that kind of guy. He can hold a grudge.
I agree with that 42-ish range, but I'm going to give him a garbage time after them just having a field goal the whole game. I'm going to give him a garbage time, 42-10.
Well, you know he's good for a pick six at least. That's going to happen.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Do we know what the spread is?
He's going to do that.
It's weather to know if Paul Crew's going to show up. Are we getting Carson Beck or Paul Crew this weekend, folks?
I so need to play a clip in there. Yeah, get your point.
I mean, it's not even worth wasting my time on the score. Georgia
by Georgia.
Dogs. Go Dogs.
In First Bank Stadium, Nashville, Tennessee, number one, Alabama, slaughters.
They're playing at the baseball field? That's also First Bank Park, a stadium park.
That's First Tennessee.
It's not no more. It's Horizon because it's called,
well,
called
First
Tennessee.
First Horizon. Yeah, no, this is First Bank.
I mean, they might as well be because it's still under construction, ain't it?
Oh, yeah.
They're adding those 12 seats for the other teams.
I tell you, Vanderbilt's Diego Pavia, he doesn't look bad.
No.
So we're going to try to get tickets for that game?
Absolutely not.
We get on TV.
I'm giving
these orange paper.
I think it's 49-6. Vanderbilt scores, but they miss a field goal. I'm giving them that.
They missed the extra point?
They missed the extra point.
They go for two to try to take the lead early.
They miss the extra point.
I like a 52-9 type of number. Three field goals.
See, I like a 37-6. That's with a safety.
I swear, there's been more safeties this season, it seems like, than recent years.
37-6, tied.
We're going to skip the Tennessee game, get into that, but we want to talk about that late game, that 7:45 Eastern. UCF visiting the Swamp. And it's this
week. That ain't no snooze. There ain't no snooze fest this week.
Snooze fest week.
UCF is well. They were supposed to beat the dog piss out of Colorado.
Oh, yeah,
and
well,
they didn't.
They didn't. Old Waffle House sweater vest.
Who? Gus Malzahn.
Who had the sweater vest? Yeah, who had the sweater vest? Did he?
Is he the head coach of UCF?
Yes.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, then he's going to beat Sunbelt Billy. They're winning. UCF's winning.
Well, that's where
28-17, UCF.
Oh, God.
Well, that's where Jefferson from Arkansas was UCF to play for him.
KJ Jefferson, yeah. He's there. Yeah.
I'm telling you, UCF's going to beat him.
So you're calling – the same game that's the snooze fest of the week.
I never, you were the one that said it was a snooze fest.
You're also calling the upset.
It's, I don't know. Can you call it upset? UCF has a better record. Can you call it an upset? Florida stinks, dude.
Yeah.
Napier's on his way out. He sees the writing on the wall. They just don't have an interim on their staff that they can say. And apparently they're probably going to be in between athletic directors too. So they're probably like, well, we can't fire our coach without, we're going to fire them both at the same time.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. It ain't no snooze fest to me. UCF's going to win 28-17. You watch and see.
I don't think UCF wins. I think it's a 35-24 game. Florida wins.
UCF's in the Big 12, right? Now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a real conference, boys. Now, they did get beat by Deion, which is, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I think, I mean, they're in the swamp, right? So, yeah, I mean, I think Florida wins that.
13-10 Florida.
What's your score? What's your score, Justin?
I mean, I think it's a 35-24, something like that.
You give them, you give them Mert some love.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead and write that down. You're up my other one down. You're heading right this one down, too.
You better place them bets.
Because I done forgot what the other one was. Oh, somebody's going to beat Ole Miss. That's who it was. South Carolina.
Better place them
South
bets.
Carolina.
We are hitting that 35-minute mark. We're going to step away for one last little, input to help fund the show. Thank you for listening. And then we're going to make those picks on the Tennessee-Arkansas game.
Wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Now, back to Tennessee Fan Talk. Here's Bird and the Duke.
Number 4 Tennessee going to Fayetteville. To whoop
the
up
slaughter
on some
pen.
Hogs.
The slaughter pen is what they should call it.
Yeah.
They should call it slaughter pen.
And the demise of Tittman.
Sam Tittman. I said he already knows the coup's in. He already knows. He knows.
Nico Iamaliava, 892 yards. Taylen Green with 1,236. Now, he would have been, Nico would be a little bit closer had not had the bye week last week. And, you know, they've been heavy on the run, which is what they want to do. Dylan Sampson, 449 yards. Jackson, 5.
Nico's only played one full game.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I guess he has.
Touche.
There he
we
is.
We wouldn't even talk about that. Good luck. Well, he played the full game against North Carolina State, didn't he?
Talking about the third quarter.
Yeah.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. And then Armstrong as receiver for Arkansas, 420 yards. Dante Thornton Jr. leading Tennessee with 420. Tennessee 242. Messed that all up. Arkansas is 3-2-1-1 in the conference. As we said, we've lost the last three to them. I think this year is the year that we take it back.
Bring home the bacon. Bring home the bacon.
We change the Donald W. Reynolds Razorback Stadium to Smithfield Farms. Cooking.
Well, I know I've been to a few games up there, and I know the Duke has too. And it's got to be a tough place to play, but I don't think
it's
we're on
loud.
Alabama, Georgia status of depth yet on either side. But I don't think we're, as far as physicality goes, I don't think we're on the status of, you know, having as much on each side of the ball yet. I think we're close, but I think I'm calling Samson's going to have 150 yard rushing. And I think third quarter, Brisk breaks loose.
So this,
in my opinion, anyway.
This thing may be a little bit more designed to hold in some sound because it does have some upward curvature like Neyland. But it only holds 76,000. Oklahoma held 83-ish.
Yeah, but they wasn't calling the hogs there.
Hey, so capacity 76,000. The highest attended football game was 76,808 in 2010 versus Alabama. Overall, record attendance at this stadium, 82,000 plus for the Garth Brooks Stadium Tour.
Yeah, because they put some people on the field. I'd say somebody was murdered that night, too.
It's probably when it probably went through no Rex's bike, too.
It was that night. And then Garth Brooks changed his name.
Chris Gaines.
How in the world do you remember that?
I think it's close going into the fourth quarter. I said it's a trap game. It's also might be a game that Nico puts his nuts on the table and says, looky, I'm here kind of thing. I mean, it's hard to say against Arkansas, right? That should be more of against Alabama or Georgia.
Do you know after they lose to Tennessee this week, do you know they have a bye week, and do you know where they go?
Georgia?
Nope. They go to one of the hardest places to play at night.
Death Valley?
Yes.
Yeah, LSU's fraud. LSU's a fraud. LSU's a fraud
don't
team.
Matter.
They're fraud.
Don't matter.
Brian Kelly, fraud.
Night game fraud. Down there, doesn't matter.
Fraud. After they get all that Nutri-Rat gumbo in their belly.
And then...
that alligator sauce pecan.
Then they got at Mississippi State, host Ole Miss, host Texas, Louisiana Tech, and at Missouri. They're not gonna finish out very good. I think they beat
Ole Miss. Ole Miss has trouble with them. Every time they play.
So potentially
42-21 Vols.
Oh, I liked it. Give me that.
42-21 Vols. It's going to be close at halftime. It's going to be close going into the fourth. We break it loose. Maybe a turnover. Our defensive line's good. We'll probably really get to learn about our defensive, like our, you know, our defensive backs this game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In it a little bit. We'll get to see. But we got another guy that's there for just business, D'Amico Slaughter, that bum. Because he transferred to Arkansas?
Yes, he did.
He probably saw the writing on the wall.
Yeah, I'm going 42-17, so I'm right there. I'm right there with you.
He saw the special sauce on the wall.
I mean, he went to the slaughter, pigs, works all together.
Yeah. I see Green having to scramble and get... I'm going to go four sacks.
Shifty quarterbacks scare me. Because you think you got them, and then, whoops, they don't. They break off for 20.
And he has the ability
to do it. I think Pierce gets his first.
Oh, yeah. He's been itching. And that quarterback thinks he's going to run, and Pierce is going to come off that edge and level him.
The conspiracy theorist in me also says that. The conspiracy theorist in me also says that Heupel's going to open up the offensive playbook. He hasn't been doing it yet. Keeping it. Yeah. I don't believe that crap for one second. But, like, that's just what the crazies say. The crazies say it.
You hadn't seen a whole bunch of the switcheroo and either that or, you know, everyone's on to the gimmick and they don't fall for the switcheroo, which I doubt it.
Yeah, especially giving him a week off. Before the game, too.
That also makes it a trap game. You know how many times we came off the bye? Every year we came off the bye and we played Florida. Every year. In the past. And what happened? Steve Spurrier. That mother trucker.
I think the Spurrier curse of Spurrier is gone now. I think we're past
it. Gone to that guy's dead. Because I thought it might transfer to South Carolina, but you can't transfer to somebody that already sucks.
Except for that one year that they beat us badly because they were cheating.
Because they tore an ACL on their daggum Bermuda. course field.
Cheating. You play like crap all year. You beat Tennessee and Clemson in the same year.
Lunch pail, sons of guns, trying to be his daddy, but he ain't his daddy. Yeah. The next head coach of Virginia Tech Hokies, Shane Beamer.
His prodigal son returns.
The Savior has returned. Jesus Christ is back in Blacksburg. I shouldn't have said that. Please forgive me. I took the Lord's name in vain, and that's normally not me.
Minutes, that'll do it for us. Big win in Arkansas.
Hey, maybe Justin comes on every week. I don't know. I like it. I like having three people.
It really helps. Florida, hosting Florida the week after, and then Alabama.
Joey Freshwater, you're coming on for the Florida game if you're listening. You know who I'm talking about. Or Luke.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be Luke for the Florida game. Cause
sure, if he decides to come on.
He is so down on
them this year. If we ever
talk
about a soccer game, Nico could be on. You know?
Yeah, we're not talking that kind of football.
No communist kickball over here, kids.
Well,
you've been listening to Tennessee Fan Talk. It's where the orange and white come to life. If it has anything to do with the Vols, we're talking about it. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We hope you've enjoyed it. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Keep bleeding orange. And see you next time on Tennessee Fan Talk.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.